So, I'm Joe, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you. It's 1 year today. I walked into my first... It's pretty cool. And I walked into my first meeting on Friday night, the meeting down at Sutter at 5:30. And I walked into this room after having spent the whole day going, oh God, I am not going to be one of these people. I cannot believe I'm going to be one of these 12-step people. And, you know, they say if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. Because that certainly has come true on every front. So I started out with no higher power at all. What I had was a God of my childhood who, in the first, really actively, probably first 3 to 4 months, with the help of my sponsor, I had to completely dismantle. I had to completely dismantle my concept of a higher power and start over, because it was really clear to me as I watched people work their programs and as I watched people moving through their lives and as they would share things, particularly when their shares were around what they were learning and when it was solution-based, they would say something and I would go, oh, they know something I don't know. And sometimes I would get it where it would click in and I would get it in that moment, and sometimes it would take me a while to have it kind of integrate, which is why I think it's so beautiful that we get to keep going to meetings in our region literally every day if we choose to have that kind of support. So I'm going to start back at the beginning. My focus is on prayer, and everything's going to come back to prayer. What I've learned about prayer is that it's the most active action I can take. And I can take it anywhere, and nobody even knows that I'm doing it. And there's something really profound in that. When I came into program, I had really battled with food since I was about 7. So I grew up in a rural community in Oregon. I was part of a farm family. And we lived 10 miles out of a town of 400. And we would go into town to get the mail because that's what we did. There was no postal carrier out at our farm. And we got to go in and get a treat. And that was a candy bar. And then when we got home, Mom taught us how to burn the candy wrapper in the burn barrel so Daddy wouldn't know about our secret. So I learned really early that there were foods that I needed to hide, and then there were foods that seemed to be okay. So my compulsive eating took the form of hiding. Over the last year of working the steps, and I'm in my second set of steps, and I'm on just going into step 9. And what I've learned is that pattern of what I show to the world changes based on my perception of how safe or not safe I think I am. And praying has been the thing that has helped me see that pattern. As I continued to eat, and my weight went up and down. I was at my highest, I was about 238. I'm right around 189 right now. So I'm down about 40 pounds. But the last probably 4 months of 2014, so from January to April 10th, actually, which was the last day of a really big binge, I was so out of control. It was crazy. And it was really clear something had shifted. I'd always struggled with food. I remember being with my sister. So it was one of the very first times my parents left us alone. And I was, I think, 14, and my sister was 12. And they'd left us for a two-night thing while they went on a bunch of farmers went to this co-op meeting. And I remember turning to my sister and saying, why do I feel like I want to eat them out of house and home right now? And we did. We proceeded to go down to the freezer and pull out food, de-thaw it, do our thing, and it was a pattern that stuck with me. Again, that process of hiding food. What I'm learning through prayer is that there's no hiding. That I can't hide. And there's nothing to hide from. There's nothing about me that is so abominable that I have to hide. And yet, I spent, really, I'm 50 years old now, I spent 49 active years building the case for why I needed to hide things on many levels. So, I come to this point in my program where I realize this whole higher power thing seems to be the key to this whole thing. And I had a great sponsor who asked me the perfect questions at the perfect time. And it would spark something. You know, it's the most amazing thing that we learn through program not to say things to people, but to just share things and ask questions. And it is the most powerful thing we can do, because what it does is gives me the ability to step into my own answer. And what I'm learning through program is that my answer isn't just my answer. There is something bigger playing a role. So that something bigger for me, I call Big Love. It was the name that I came up with that made sense for me for what my higher power was. So we would say these prayers, and I would hear these prayers in meetings, and I would hear them in my readings and things. But I never really had anything to pray to until I did. And that came about as a result of realizing that I needed to get a higher power. So in a meeting, so I had that thought, I remember it distinctly, I had that thought on a Sunday night, and I go to the Monday commuters meeting over in ESAC, that's one of my steady Eddie meetings, and at that meeting, someone shared about this time that they had done a want ad for their higher power, and you know how sometimes you hear something like a dog, you go, whoop! Like that. That's kind of how it was for me. I was like, oh my God, like that's it. So I went home and I wrote a want ad for my higher power. And I remember reading it back and just laughing that all of this stuff just went off of me. This God that And it was how I had twisted it. I had twisted that I had a God who I was an abomination to. I had twisted it that I had a God who was, that I was bad and wrong and basically toast out of the gate. My higher power doesn't judge. My higher power just is. And so prayer is that cooperation between me and Big Love. That is really how I see it. Sometimes my prayer takes the form of a conversation. Sometimes my prayer takes the form of me just talking. Sometimes it takes the form of me listening or hearing. And I hear words. Not always audible, very seldom audible, although every once in a while I do hear something where it's really clear. Something's being said to me that is not me. Doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, if any of you have had that experience, it really gets your attention. So as I began to work with praying more actively, and as I started to work with these things that we were calling character defects, which I think of them more now as defenses, I did this thing, and I brought a bunch of these, so I don't know if you guys can see these. So these are these little, it's called Sculpey, and it's this clay. You can get it at the art store, and you carve into it, and then you put it in the oven for 20 minutes, and it bakes, and it's hard as a rock. And so I made a list of my defenses, and I made a list of the assets, and I put them one on each side. So this one is, oh, that's not a very fun one. Let's do something really fun. Blaming. So blaming was something that I got really good at because it was never about, it was always, there was always somebody else who was the reason why whatever was happening was happening. So blame was one of the things that I used as a defense. But on the other side of it is self-trust. And when I first started, I would pick one of these every morning. I would come in and move the cat off the basket because for some reason the cat... Yeah, it's the perfect size, and I'd move Gracie off, and I would say, okay, Big Love, give me the one I'm supposed to have, and I would pull it, and then I would carry this in my pocket all day. And one of the things I've learned about prayer, so there's formal prayer, right? There's the time when we sit down to pray, and that's formal prayer. But informal prayer, which is what happens when someone cuts me off and my first impulse is, right? But I hear it. I can hear it in me. Something in me knows that I'm off. I love that we have this built-in mechanism that happens in our body. It's the most amazing thing to me. And it is one of the things that as I've continued to pray and I keep praying formally and informally, it's getting stronger. The good news is it gets stronger for the good stuff. The bad news is it also gets stronger for the bad for the bad stuff. And it hits harder when I'm off. So I have that thing of, ugh. And I'm learning to informally pray and ask Big Love to help me shift it. What am I supposed to see? What's the better way? Right? So I was doing these every day. Well, it's hard to kind of focus on like a defense every day. And over time, I realized that it was too much. And so now when I pull them, I pull it for the whole week. I take one for the whole week. Because it's really hard to mine how blaming shows up in one day. Because it may not even show up in that day. But in the week, trust me, it shows up several times. But on the other side is self-trust. And the other side of it is what Big Love really wants for me. And what I'm learning through prayer, and this happened probably about 4 weeks ago. Big Love wants this for everyone. Whatever that thing is, higher power, universe, God, nature, natural order, whatever you want to call it, understands we're all connected and we all impact each other. We have an impact. When I move through the day, I'm very clear that how I impact people today is very different than how I impacted people a year ago. I'm very clear on that. People are starting to say things to me. I'm not asking for it. A lot of these people have no clue I even am in program or work a program. But I'm getting comments back now where I'm starting to realize I show up differently. And I'm really convinced that a reason for that is because of informal prayer, because of staying connected with big love through the day. Life is too big and too hard. I do not know how. And if there are people right now who don't really feel like you have a higher power, get one, because it's this life is too hard to do on my own. I look back, you guys, at before April 11th, and I have such sweetness for myself. Oh my God, how could I have done anything differently? I literally didn't get it. And I had no way of having anything bigger than me take anything off of me. I had to carry everything alone. And that is the truth for every single one of us until we don't. Right? We move through this life alone. So I look at people differently today. I have no clue whether they have a higher power or not. It's none of my business. But I certainly have much more compassion for everyone that I'm with, because I understand, even if they do have a higher power, in that moment, they may not be connected to it. And it's really easy to go off track when I'm not connected to this thing that helps me register when I've stepped off, either in my thoughts or my words or my actions. How much time do I have, Lori?
3 years. You have
about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Another thing that's come up during the process of just living is that I move fast. So one of the things, I'm a project manager in my working life. People come to me to make things happen for them, and I make that happen. I get them what they want, when they want, the way they want it. And everything that I do is deadline-driven. And so after 25 years of doing this, I move quick. I think quick. I multitask. And I had habituated myself into this way of being that was fast. So, I had photocopies of this for you guys, but I'm not going to give it out because I thought, that's going to be creepy and weird, but I'll just read it. One of the things that I started to do, this was at about maybe 7 or 8 months. And I realized that how I started my day, and I mean from the moment I woke up, like the moment I started to become aware that I wasn't asleep anymore, that I needed to get connected quickly. So I was looking around for prayers and, something, a mantra or something to be able to do that. And I'm laying in bed and I realized, maybe I should just write one. So I shared this morning. Okay, for anybody who was at the 9 o'clock meeting, not everything in my life happens on the toilet, but I did a share that involved a toilet this morning. And so anybody who was there is going to be like, this guy's on the toilet a lot. Like, I don't have irritable bowel syndrome, but you would think that I do. I went and sat on the toilet and I wrote this prayer. And it was my prayer for faithfulness. So one of the things I do this process in December every year, and I've done it for the last 4 years. And it's a writing process, and it helps me get clear on my word for the year. So my word for 2014 was practice. What did I get delivered to me on a silver platter? That's really what the 12 steps, 12 traditions, 9 tools are. They're practice. And so 2014 was a jackpot in terms of what my word for the year was. My word for 2015 is faithfulness. And so I thought, that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let go of controlling life and be trusting that everything is just as it's supposed to be. So I wrote this prayer. So this is how I used to say my prayer. This is how I would do it. God, help me to breathe, to reconnect in pure faith, to know you are here always and in all ways, to keep my heart open, to hear your will, to trust your guidance, and act accordingly. That's how I prayed for months, until I got one morning after prayer, and I can actually thank a fellow who's in this room, who shared with me that they write their prayers. And I heard it in the meeting, and I started doing it the next day, and it totally shifted prayer for me. And I write my prayers now. So, something about writing, I don't know what it is, I can't explain it, but stuff comes through that it's rockin' cool. And it was very different than when I did a traditional form of praying, which was, you know, sitting and praying. Having that, I don't know if it's the action of writing, I don't know, I don't even care. All I know is that it works and it's cool. And one of the things that I got out of it, so we'll go back to work. So I move quick, right? Well, I was doing the same thing with my prayers. And after about a month of moving quick through my morning process, and this binder is what I use. So I've got a binder that's my repository for everything. And then, but this is my everyday stuff. This is the stuff that I'm touching every day. And so I would fly through this stuff, but it had no import. Nothing was going in. And I got that I needed to slow down. And as I started to slow down in my prayer, all of a sudden, I started to slow down in my work. Now, I can't explain this. I get the same amount of work done. I don't know how I do it, but I don't carry the same anxiety, fervor, intensity that I did. And I know it's affecting people because people are saying, they're making comments that make me realize they're experiencing something different from me. So here's how I pray now. God, help me to breathe, to reconnect in pure faith, to know you are here always and in all ways, to keep my heart open, to hear your will, to trust your guidance and act accordingly. It feels completely different. It would be, what I found was, and I had all of these, at one point, you guys, I think I had like 9 prayers that I was doing every morning. It was like a check. That's how I'd done my life. I was checking off my praying like I did everything in my life. Because I kind of like checking things off. But prayer doesn't work that way. Is that 5?
That's 5.
Thank you. So, it's totally different now. For me, I'd rather have one prayer that totally rocks it and hits the nail on the head, then I'd have dozens. If there are things about prayers that don't quite fit, change it. It's your prayer. This is your program. This is your process. Change it. It has to work for you. So one of the things that I changed, I'll give you another one of the prayers, and it's the seventh-step prayer, but it's shifted for me, and it's my prayer now. It works for me. It does what I need it to do. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defense that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your will, not mine. And let your voice of intuition remind me that I'm always safe and everything is happening for me. It has very different import to me because it's my prayer. So if there are words or things that just twist you, shift it. Now here's the thing. God was a word that twisted me. Doesn't twist. There's no hit anymore. It doesn't carry a hit the way that it used to. I don't need to call God Big Love anymore. I do. But God Big Love, it means the same thing to me now. It didn't used to. My very first prayer that actually worked came when I was working a fourth step. And I had a group of CEOs that were going to... It was basically a hostile takeover for another organization that I was working with. And I was going to a meeting, a stakeholder meeting, where I was going to go, and we were going to hear their side of the story, and then we were going to vote to whether we were going to join them or not. And I was twisted. I mean twisted. And my sponsor had the wisdom to run me through a four-step. This was 20 minutes before going into this meeting. Run me for a four-step. I'm driving, and she's writing stuff down for me. So she's asking me all these questions. So this is the process that I use to do a four-step. And I don't know if you can see it back there, but every single thing that's in blue is my part. And when I saw it, when I heard it, and I was like, okay, so I might have a little bit to do with what I'm feeling. But the prayer at the bottom, the thing I was trying to run through was control. What I needed was surrender. And so here's the prayer. God, save me from being angry and resentful and for judging people. Thy will be done. I ask that everything I want for myself be given to this CEO group. I ask for the CEO group's health, prosperity, and well-being. Dear God, if the CEO group has hurt me in any way, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release them. If I've hurt the CEO group in any way, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release myself. I pray to God to help me show the CEO group the same tolerance and patience I would cheerfully grant a sick friend. God, save me from being resentful. Thy will be done. So I had this very powerful first experience. And she reads this thing back to me. She's given me four or five words at a time, and then I would follow her. Because I'm still on the phone and driving. She'd say the next four or five words. I'd say the next four or five words. And something hit. First time I'd ever had anything like that happen. And I was so clear, in 2 minutes, I needed to go in. I needed to make amends to the five people on staff that I had basically been just cutting these people to shreds, jacking up their anxiety and stress. Their jobs were they were the ones with their jobs on the line. It wasn't even me. And yet what I had been was an instigator and a part of the problem. So I went and I made amends quickly to each of these people, pulled them aside. Every single one of them ended up in a hug. Go into this meeting, and I heard something completely different. And I am convinced that if I had stayed positioned, I wouldn't have understood where they were coming from. I couldn't have heard them. I literally couldn't have heard what they were actually about. So I would have missed out on the entire amazing thing that has since come to pass, and it is the most amazing thing for our 6-county region. Like, it is going to mean thousands and thousands of jobs and an increase in economic prosperity, and it's such a good thing. And I get to be a part of it now. But if I had stayed positioned, if I hadn't had steps, if I hadn't had somebody else who is just a conduit for Big Love, in that moment, my sponsor, it wasn't my sponsor talking, that was Big Love using my sponsor to be a mouthpiece for what it was that I needed to hear, and then helping me into back into connection. Prayer, for me, is the thing, especially informal prayer, that allows me to get back into alignment so that I can keep moving through the day and frankly do what I was put here to do. That's it. Thanks.